If I told you tomorrow that war is going to end, if I told you tomorrow that all families fragmented and broken will be reunited and one again, if I told you tomorrow the healthcare system is going to be fixed and never again will you have to pay for a doctor's visit, if I told you tomorrow taxes slashed 50% and you're getting a raise, if I told you tomorrow crime is going to decrease so much the police will no longer be needed, if I said these things and they were true, and they were true, some of you might think to yourselves, finally, peace at last. Riches, the cessation of war, families coming together, medical care to the very end. It's like a dream. Utopia realized, peace in this world. What more could you want? Our reason understands this kind of peace. That is to say, that peace we can experience and feel. And it goes right along with the wisdom of the world to think that if you get these things, physical wants and needs met, emotional stimulation and happiness 24/7, if you get these things, then you will truly, really, finally have peace. The wisdom of the world says that. But ever since Adam and Eve's plunge into sin, the world has been full of lies. The wisdom of the world comes across as truth that we need to believe in. It appears to have all the answers, including how one gets to God. Just believe in something, anything. Believe in some higher power and you'll be okay. And the wisdom of the world tells us you cannot tell someone else their belief is wrong, because doing that would cause division and trouble, all of which is against the worldly peace we are trying to achieve. Brothers and sisters in Christ, watch out for the lies of the world. Watch out for the lies of the evil one who has been lying since the very beginning. Practice discerning what is true and what is false. One of the lies so eloquently spoken by the world is this: peaceful surroundings equals peace with God. In other words, if you feel and experience peace, then it must be true with the divine majesty as well. Ever heard someone say, I am at peace with myself? Or, I have peace in my life, I'm at peace with my decision. That may be true, but none of that addresses the real question, the bigger question, and that is, are you at peace with God? The truth of the matter is, what God says in his divine holy word is opposite the lies and falsehood espoused by the world. The peace that Jesus gives you could not be any more different than how the world sees peace. The peace that Jesus gives comes only from him. And the peace you have with God, Christian, is yours even when the world is being turned upside down by sin, devastation, calamity, tragedy. God's peace is not dependent upon worldly peace. His is a peace that you have not by feeling, not by emotion, not by experience. His is a peace, Christian, that you have by faith. Faith in the living one. His is a peace that transcends our hearts and our minds, and keeps us in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen. Now, the sermon's not done yet, but you probably know that usually comes after the sermon. And what that line tells us, Christian, is that God's peace really does go over and above our understanding, and his is a peace that protects by keeping one faithful in Jesus Christ. The peace I am talking about is the peace that Jesus gives. And it is yours by faith in the living one who shed his blood for you to reconcile you with God. That means your sin is accounted for. The crucified living one has done it. And now in him, In Christ, Christian, you have the peace that matters. You have peace with God. Even as the heavens and the earth passes away, God's peace in Christ does not. Find yourself doubting this word, though, from time to time. Is there something that scares you? Do you doubt this peace that Jesus gives? Are you afraid of your surroundings? You're not alone. Last Sunday, we celebrated the glorious resurrection of the living one, our Lord Jesus Christ. The tomb could not hold him. Today, we continue that celebration. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But we see in the gospel reading that such an acclamation of praise is not on the lips of the disciples. Instead, we hear from this gospel reading, it's the first day of the week, it's a Sunday, in verse 19, the doors were being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. The disciples, the great followers of Jesus, men commissioned to proclaim oracles of God, they're afraid. They're shaking in their boots. This is John 20. Go back a little ways to John 16. And Jesus tells them, he says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Go back a little before that to John 14. And Jesus says this. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. These are the words of Jesus to the disciples before the crucifixion. These men received the peace of Christ that only he gives. These men had been commanded, don't be afraid. Let not your hearts be troubled. Don't panic. Do not worry. I am the good shepherd. I have you in my hands, and nothing can take you away from me. Jesus said these things. Now go back to John 20. The doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. I don't have to stand up here and expound upon how even mature Christians can sometimes doubt the word and promises of God and become afraid. The disciples were afraid of the Jews. They had crucified the Lord of glory. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of sickness? Are you afraid of death? Are you afraid of the news? North Korea is at it again. Nuclear capability could hit the United States. May happen, may not. You're trying to find peace in the economy? One moment the news isn't so bad. The next moment it seems like we're on the verge of economic collapse. Does this stuff scare you? Creation can be a scary place because creation still groans under the burden of sin. And with sin, Christian, with sin comes devastation, unpredictability, chaos, death. With sin, you have anything but true peace. The peace of God achieved for you by Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The peace that you have with God that comes from sins forgiven has been won for you by the work of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. Christ has done it through crucifixion and resurrection, and the scared disciples needed to be reminded of this. Through closed doors, Jesus stands before them. Don't ever think Jesus has a problem moving through matter just because he has flesh and blood. He does so right here. He appears before the disciples, and they see the living one, their crucified Savior, standing before them, and he tells them these words. He says, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. By his hands, his side, his blood, peace has been achieved. We like to look at our own hands. We like to look at our own labors. We like to look at our own work and think that by it, maybe we can merit just a little bit of God's grace, a little bit of God's favor. It is one of the lies of the evil one to point us to ourselves and thinking that by our work, Not only can we achieve worldly peace, but maybe by our labors we can merit from God his peace. The problem, Christian, is that our hands, our feet, our side, our flesh is soiled with sin. Our strivings cannot overcome sin and death. The hands of Jesus can, and they have. His hands, his side, his feet, his flesh, his blood, his work poured out for you has won for you, achieved for you, Christian, the free gift of God's peace. His blood was shed for your sin. And no longer are you separated from God because of your iniquities, your transgressions, but you have his peace, love, mercy, and grace. You have his forgiveness on account of Jesus. Friends, this is God's promise to you, uttered from his mouth. It is concrete, it is objective, and the promise of God's peace in Christ does not go away when life gets crazy. It does not. Even your feelings and your emotions, as powerful as they are, they do not determine God's peace for you, because his peace is yours by faith. And faith is not a feeling. Faith is not an emotion, but faith is a miraculous gift from God that comes through his spoken divine word that goes into your ears, into your hearts. And by his word, faith is created to grab hold of that word, to grab hold of Christ, so that you know and trust that your sins have been taken care of and you have God's peace even as the heavens and the earth pass away. That gift is for you. The disciples, not only given God's peace through Christ, but we also see in this reading that they're given the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel of peace, that is. Jesus gives them his authority. We read this. He says, "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Christian, here we see the office of the keys, that office of binding and loosing sins. Authority here given to God's church, authority of Christ, that is, to exclude openly the unrepentant and forgive those who repent of their sins and want to do better. The power to forgive, the power to pardon, the power to exclude, an authority given to the church, but let us be clear. This authority, this power belongs to God and God alone. The office of the keys begins and ends with our Lord. Only our Lord can give life. Only our Lord takes life. In the revelation to John, Christ says, "I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." Only out of his mercy and out of his grace, he gives the church that authority of binding and loosing to execute faithfully for your benefit, Christian, for your benefit, by being given the authority to bind and loose. You can encourage one another with this gospel of peace. Know a sinner in despair? Tell them, cheer up, take heart. All is well. Christ died for you. Your sins are forgiven. You have his peace. Do you need to hear the gospel of peace spoken to your fragile conscience? You are in the right place where God's called and ordained servant can say to you these words, "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Therefore, to conclude, not only has peace been won for you by the pierced hands of Jesus, but that peace is yours, not by your merits and your works, but by faith in Jesus, faith yours through that spoken divine word of God. You can hear this peace from your pastor. You can hear it spoken from others. So do not be afraid. Do not let the world scare you. Do not let your sins trouble you. The living one gives you his peace. The living one has overcome the world by his shed blood, confirmed for us at his glorious resurrection, and his peace will keep your hearts and your your minds in Christ Jesus, from now unto life everlasting. Amen.